Let us start in the Mishnah and Daf Kuf Chof Amad Aleph. Mishnah says, Yashnu Miktsasam Yoichlum. If you have a chabure of Oichlaya Pesach, and Yashnu Miktsasam, a mixus of the chabure are sleeping, Yoichlum. So when they wake up, they're permitted to continue eating. Kulam, what if everyone in the chabura slept and then they woke up? Is lo yoichlu. They are not permitted to continue eating. Now what is pshat in this issa of shine? Zokter Rashbam, yoshnu kulam lo yoichlu. Im ischilu lechel pischon, they started eating the korban pesach, the yoshnu, and they fell asleep. And then they woke up. Lo yoichlu, they are not permitted to continue eating. What's wrong? The nire ka oichol pischoi bebeis mekaimis. It is similar ke ilu they're eating the korban pesach in two places. The ma'acher she yoshnu hisichu daton lecholoit. The shine is a hesach adas from achila. The choshev leitane, so the tane was machshev this, he was medame this, ka achila shnei mekoimis, ke ilu it was eaten in two mekoimis. The chumre balme, this is a chumre balme. We have to understand what's the dimyan to two mekoimis. We learn the bayis echad ye ochel, the korban pesach has to be eaten in one mokim, so he can eat it in two mekoimis. So here they went to sleep and they woke up again. So what similarity is there to two mekaymis? The Rashbam says a vote, the ma'acher sheyoshnu hisichu daiton lechel. They were mesiach das from eating. So what shaykhis does this have to two mekaymis? Perhaps we could say we had learned in the beginning of Arvei Psochim that shini mokim is a din of hesach hadas. Gabi broches, if a person was mishane mekoimoi, so he has to make a new broche, because that's a din of a hesach hadas of achila. So it seems this is one of the characteristics of shini mokim. Shini mokim brings with it hesach hadas. I started eating here and I go to a different mokim. So the shini mokim is a hesach hadas from the first achila. So it could be this was the chumre darabonon. Shini is also a hesach hadas from achila. So the chumre baalmehu, that means since this has the characteristics of shini mokim, or has a certain similarity to shini mokim, even though the psul, the iser of shini mokim could be, is not because of the hesach hadas of achila, but al kaponim, there is some sort of a similarity to shini mokim. There's a tzadah shove, both of them bring with themselves the hesach hadas of achila. So Chazal gave it a din of shini mokim, that one is not permitted to continue eating the korban pesach, aber v'chumre baalmehu. The lack of lefushi mishum didomi lachila shtei chabures. Maybe we'll be medamed to, we'll say it's going according to the tanda that holds that two chabures are not permitted to eat one korban pesach. And we'll say when they went to, before they fell asleep, they were famatert and now they woke up. So it's upon him chadoshis bolakam. They feel like a new person. So this is considered a new chabura. Maybe the first chabura of oichlam were of matter to mention. Now it's mamish aponim chadoshes mishum. So the Rashbam, that wouldn't be too bad to be medame to two chaburas. No mishum dim kain kashis stoma astoma. But then there'll be a stir in two stamishnais. The bekeitzah tzoylem. So some long ke Rabbi Yehuda de Pesach nechul b'shtei chaburas. Halacha, the Mishnah soisim that it's not nechul b'shnei mekaymis, but it is nechul. That means one person is not permitted to eat in two places. But the Pesach alone can be eaten divided into two chaburas. Aval ein oichel oichel b'shnei mekaymus. So if we have a stam mishnah like that, why should we make a machlekes this mishnah with that mishnah? Hilkach time with the masnisim mishum achila shnei mekaymus. So yoichlu and lo yoichlu is speaking about Kolben Pesach. Now the Rashbam continues. V'hu adin nami v'matze b'zman hazeh. And this halacha is also applicable by achilas matze b'zman hazeh. La'acher she'ischil lechel matzas choyva ba'achoyne. When he started eating matzas choyva ba'achoyne, v'yosha, and then he fell asleep. Hefsik achilehi, so he was mafsik achile v'shuv lo yoichal. He should not continue eating. Mishum Davide zeicher le Pesach bisman shebeis amigdosh kai. Because this is zeicher le Pesach bisman shebeis amigdosh kai. Perhaps the Rashba means that before he had said on Daf Kuf Yutes Amud Beis that Shetzorich lecho matzo bigmar sudosoy zeicho le matzo anachelos im ha-Pesach bekriche zui matzo betzuish an oichlam b'achoyne l'shem choyva. So the Rashbam says that the matzo that's eaten last, that we yoytze the matzo, and this is a zeicho le matzo anachelos im ha-Pesach bekriche. So this matzah, that's why you eat it last. That's why it's eaten last. Zeichel matzah necheles bekriche. So it could be that what he says, Davide zeichel pesach bisman shebeis amigdash kaim, could be he does not mean that it's a zeichel to the korban pesach. No, it was zeichel to the achilas pesach. Well, since the achilas pesach was mechayev, learns the previous mishnah, dumye the Hillel, but Zeichel Kriche. So could be, so the matzah that was Nechel together with the Kolben Pesach could not be eaten in two different Mekoymes because you were eating the Kolben Pesach together with it. The Kolben Pesach was not permitted to be eaten in two Mekoymes. So Memela, the matzah was also not permitted to be eaten in two Mekoymes because it's eaten together with the Kolben Pesach. So if we mentioned before that the Mishnah was Mechadish, that Shine is similar to Shnei Mekaymes, so Memele, by Matzah, there will also be the same Aloche. That the Matzah, if there was a Shine, Be'emtza Achilose, is not permitted to continue eating. V'chein Moichiach Bigmore, Da'afilu Bizman Hazeh Mai Ritane. That means in the Bussi in the Gemara that the Mishnah is speaking about not only Bizman Abayis Vinegeya Lachilas HaPesach, the Mishnah is speaking about Bizman Hazeh Vinegeya Achilas Matzah. That Bussi in the Gemara. The lack is, so that's really a Vaita Chumrat, a Gag al Gag, the whole similarity of Shine to Shini Mokim is also a Chumre Balme. And now we're saying that this Chumre is applicable to Matzah also, and Matzah Betzim, there's no Psul of Shini Mokim now, since the Matzah is a Zecher to the Zecher Le Pesach, or Zecher to the Krichim Ha Pesach. So they made such a Chumre also, like it's a Moiridike Chumre. So, but the Gemara, it seems but the Gemara will see that this Man HaZed is an Issa of Shine, that if there was a Shine in the Achilas HaMatzah, he's not permitted to continue eating. So you see this from the Gemara. Obnishken Tainis, Samir Zukter Hashbam, you'll see in the Gemara, it's Muchas like that. The Lekele Frushe Taim Reimishim Deim Aftir Nacha Matzah Fikaimen. So Hashbam says, maybe I'm saying the wrong Pshat. That could be that that what one is not permitted to eat after Shine, that's only by Pesach, als bei Pesach ist such an Isser als nire kishnei mekaimis. But by Matze, they never made such an Isser that nire kishnei mekaimis, because etzem by Matze there's no Isser of shnei mekaimis. Aye, why after Shine is one not permitted to eat, continue eating the matzah? Bishum day maftir nacha matzah afi kaimen. That's what I'm shot in the Mishnah. That after the achilas matzah, one is not permitted to eat something else. So therefore, Kozman, he's eating without a hesach hadas from achila, so it's called one big achila. So everything is one achilas matzah, but the minute he's mesiach das from the achilas matzah, so now there's a klal, ein maftirin acha matzah fi kaimen. You're not allowed to eat after the matzah, another machel, and the reason is, the way the Rashbam said before, they should have ta matzah bepiv. The Rishash asks Akasha, we passed you're still eating matzah. So we passed up, I'm eating matzah. I just slept in between. But why should there be an issa of to continue to eat matzah after I slept? So the Rishash says, because the mechuvan is you should have bepiv the tam of matzah shel mitzvah. The first matzah was matzah shel mitzvah. But now I finished eating that matzah. So now when I wake up again, this is matzah shel rishus. So attack, I have a tam matzah, but that's not tam matzah shel mitzvah, it's tam matzah shel rishus. So that's what the Rashbam wanted to say. Perhaps we'll say a different shot in the Mishnah. That what the Mishnah holds, that one is not permitted, that what the Mishnah holds, that one is not permitted to, one is not permitted to eat after, to continue eating the matzahs, also din, ein maftir nach hamatzah afi koimen. Dim kein, zogt der Rashbam, if that's pshan the Mishneh, tikshi le'idach lishne damrinen maftirin. We had two lishaynes. If there's a din of maftirin, by matzah, there's two lishaynes. We had one lishan, we had Amar Yehuda Mishmul, ein maftir nach hamatzah afi koimen. Then we had a second lashon, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Yehuda Mishmul, maftir nach hamatzah afi koimen. So if the reason of the Isser is because ein maftir nach hamatzah afi koimen, you can't actually dach lishna, let's ask according to the second lashon, them rinem maftirim, they hold maftirim, amayla yisvinem in olel, so why didn't the Gemara ask from our Mishnah on that lashon? The Malaya Rayim and the Rishash ask that Lechaire, what's Pshat in the Rashbam's Kasha? For example, we had before in the Mishnah, Ein Maftir Nacha Pesach Afi Koimen. After the Pesach, you're not allowed to eat something. What's the din after Matzah? It's a machloike. So one man the Yomar says, Afilu Pesach, Behu Adin Matzah. And another man the Yomar says, Pesach, Veloi Matzah. Fine. So the Mishnah speaking about Pesach, now there's a machlekes lishaynes, is the halacha applicable to matzah also? The halacha not applicable to matzah. So they ask, so the Rashbam says, our Mishnah is speaking about matzah also, and the reason would be, so the Rashbam says, if that's pshat, so let's ask on the other lashon. So the Mlei Reim and the Rishash says, you can't ask on the other Loshen. The Mishnah doesn't say Beferish Matzah. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to eat. So according to the Mandi Yomar that says that Maftir Nacha Matzah Afi Koimen, so Mamela Hill learned the Mishnah is only speaking about Kolben Pesach. That what the Gemara says later, that is speaking about Matzah also, could be the Gemara is going according to the Mandi Yomar that holds that Maftirin that ein maftir nach matzah fi kaimen. So that's a kasha that they ask on the Rashbam. Let us see the Mishnah further. Rab Yosi Omer nisnamnemu yoichlu nirdemu lo yoichlu. Zogt der Rashbam, Rab Yosi Omer nisnamnemu yoichlu. A reishekoi, it's going on the reishek. The kam al tanekame yoshnu miktsosom yoichlu. The tanekame said that yoshnu miktsosom yoichlu, b'osolamei mahani mili imnis namnemu. When does it help that it's miktsosom, that stavke imnis namnemu, they're not completely asleep? Avol im nirdemu, but what if they're in a deep sleep? Afilu miktsosom lo yoichlo lichsheyoiru, when they'll wake up, they're not permitted to eat. Hochi muchach bigmore, that Rabbi Yossi is going on yoshnu miktsosom yoichlo. So he says, when is it yoichlo yoshnu miktsosom if it's nisnamnemu? If the yoshnu is a shina of nim veloy nim tir veloy tir, as we'll see in the Gemara. But if it's nirdemu, afilu miktsosom is also lo yoichlo. V'hochi hilchese, and we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, the rabbi koi kevosai kedoma bigmore. Let us skip over to the Gemara. We'll come back to the end of the Mishnah when we finish the first tickle of the Gemara and Taisvis. Rabbi Yossi oimer nisnamnemu yoichlo nirdemu lo yoichlo. Frag the Gemara, heichi domi nisnamnim, what is this shir of nimnum? What is his matzit? Omar Rav Ashi, nim veloy nim. Nim is a loshen tnuma of sleeping. He's asleep, but he's not asleep. Tir veloy tir. Tir is a loshen of awaking. Asar, Rashi says in Tainis. A loshen of, he's awake, but he's not awake. So says nishtein and nishtaher, he's not asleep in Gansen, he's not awake in Gansen, he's in between. Kigoin de korilei va'oni. You can call him and he'll answer you. V'loyoda laduri svor. But if he has to think something, a svor to make a cheshben, his moyach already cannot make a cheshben. Because for so weit the sleep accomplished and he can't cheshben anymore. V'chi mitku ulei, but if you remind him, mitka, that he'll remember, he says, but he has to be reminded to figure out on his own accord a cheshben dos kenanisht. Ladure svore, bemilse de triche svore. Something that needs a svore, kegain shesheilin oisoi heichoni nachta klize. So he has to cheshben out where he put it. He put it in a certain place with a cheshben. So this chelik of the moyach is not functioning. But if they remind him, that'll remember. I thought, the way the Rashbam learns pshat, we'll see Taisvis does not learn pshat like this in the Mishnah. But the Rashbam learns pshat that Rabbi Yossi is speaking about, Yoshnu Miktsoson, that Yoshnu Miktsoson, the halacha is that Yoichlu, that's only if Nisnamnu. So we have here a combination, there's a formula. If it's Kulon, Afilu, Nisnamnu is also Lo Yoichlu. If it's Nirdemu, Afilu Miktsoson is also Lo Yoichlu. But if it's miktsoson and nisnamnemu, we have here a combination of two factors. It's miktsoson and nisnamnemu, then it's yoichlu. So, kan choyel aben, if one may, what is pshat in this combination? What is the svora of Rabbi Yossi that if it's nisnamnemu and miktsoson, then it's yoichlu? So I thought perhaps the svor is like this. The Gemara says, what is nisnamnemu? Nisnamnemu is korilei va'oni. That means if you'll call him, he can answer you. So that means that's a cheshbin, that there's still a chelik of the chabure. That means they didn't leave the chabure. You can still converse with them. Korilei va'oni. They're not menutik from the chabure. If it's nirdemu, so vos geit meron that the miktsosam is still oichlem. The miktosam is oichlem. But they left the chabure. What's the chilek if they left they walked outside or that was their hesach hadas of achila, or they went to sleep. But they're minutik from the chabure. So memele, so then it doesn't help that they're miktosam. But if it's only nim v'loy nim tir v'loy tir, so pshat is they're still Mekusha to the Chabura, the Chabura can still converse with them. They didn't leave yet. So Memele, so it's, and since the Chabura since the Chabur is still the Mokim Echot, and then Mekusha to the Chabur, so it's considered also that they're also eating it b'mokim echot. They never left the mokim since they're still mekusha to the chabur. Could be that as pshat in Rabbi Yossi's tziruf. Abaye have Yosef kamei de rabbe. Abaye sat in front of rabbe. Chose de konimne. He saw l'chayr de Rashbam lunch pshat. He was in the middle of eating the matzah and he was a chengishlof. When he woke up, or he says, you know, you were sleeping. It wasn't a deep sleep, it was only nim. So I can't continue eating. That was the raya from the Rashbam and the Mishnah that we see from the Gemara, that the halacha rabbi was not bisman abayis, so rabbi was bisman so hakocha is not speaking about korban pesach, it's hakocha speaking about matzah. That's what the Rashbam said in the Mishnah from the Gemara's Mucha, that the Mishnah is speaking about matzah bisman hazeh, and that was the shaklavataria between abayi and rabbi. Zok the Rashbam, have a menam name rabbi la'achash is cholech ol matzah schoive b'achoyne. And the rest are still eating. Now we can learn Taisvis and Daf Kuf Yutes on the base, and we'll understand what Taisvis is speaking about. Let us just refresh our memories. We had in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yutes Amud Beis, Ein Maftirin Acha Pesach Afikoymen, Mai Afikoymen, Omar Rav Shlo Yakro Mechabure Lechabure. So Rav Loim Pshat, that Bemisin, after the Achilas HaPesach, one is permitted to eat. There's no Isser to eat. The Isser is, after the Achilas HaPesach, one should not eat the rest of this Sude B'mokim Acha. Because this is dangerous. If he eats the rest of the Suda b'mokimach, afikoyimim means afik mona, take out the kalim from this mokim, bring them to a different mokim, and eat there the rest of the Seder. So they were goyzer, achilas dvorim acherim, oto he might come to eat the Pesach also b'mokimach. That is Shitas Rav. And Shmuel said, Kegain odiloi leave goizlay lab. Shmuel said no, afikaimen means that one is not permitted to eat even in the mokeim achilas haPesach. One is not permitted to eat other macholim afterwards. And that we had a shaila pshat and Shmuel. Is pshat and Shmuel only by korban Pesach, and the reason is because since the Pesach is nechel ala soiva, so we're afraid if he'll eat after the Pesach, he might come eventually to eat the Pesach sheloy ala soiva. So then the aloch is only applicable by Pesach, or is the reason of Shmuel that you're not allowed to eat after the korban Pesach is because they want that he should have Tam Pesach Bepiv, and who adin, Tam Matzah. The Gemara asked, why did it say Pesach, according to the second Lashon? So the Gemara answered that it says, Afilu Pesach, Tam Matzah, by Matzah, it's poshut, you're not permitted to eat afterwards, because the Tam of Matzah is a very weak Tam, so whatever you eat, you're gonna lose the Tam. Masha Enkein, by Pesach, by Pesach, I would think there's no issa of being mishakeyach the tam. Afal pikein is kamash malon that afal by Pesach, there's also an issa of to be ma'abed, that by eating afterwards, you're ma'abed mishakeyach the tam Pesach. That was the sugya. Now let us see Taisus. Omar Rav, Shloi akru mechabura lechabura. Rav learned that the Issa afikoymen is, one is not permitted to eat after the achilas haPesach, emetiran acher haPesach, in a different chabura. Rav muki lamas nisen kid Rav Yehuda, the salva dein haPesach nechol b'shnei mekoymes, Ba'och elokim nestome peirek eitzatzoilu. We have a stamish like that. Shteich habura shoye oichlois bebayis echad. Eilu oichlo pneim boichlam, beilu oichlam pneim boichlam, vashamish bemza, perish mishamakere, shashamish oimed limzoig, so he's going from one habura to another, habura koivitz a speed, atshemegi eitzel haburosoi, to make sure that he's not eating anything by the second habura, mukilo bigmore krab Yehuda, period. So now Taisva says, Vahainu davke bepesach, avu matze loy ashkechen bishum duchti delitzer bishtei mekoimus. Now Taisva is going to say, starke verta, that what? That this whole iser of shtei mekoimus is only by Pesach. But by matze there's no iser of shtei mekoimus. Ve'im ishum de iskish lepesach. The Taisa says, how could I say such a thing? There's a hekish matzah to Pesach, a matzah samroirim yechlu. So if there's an iser of achilas Pesach bebeis mekoimis, bebeis echad yeyochel, there's a hekish matzah lepesach. So one should say that by matzah there's also an iser of shtei mekoimis. So Taisa says, you have a good kasha, but Lamai said it's not hookish for shtei mekoimis. How do I know this? The Eloi Teima Hochi, if you won't say like this, and you'll say that the matzah is hookish le Pesach, and just like you're not allowed to eat the Pesach b'shtei mekoimis, you're not allowed to eat the matzah also b'shtei mekoimis. So it should come out. So just like after the Achilas HaPesach, Chazal answered to eat another machel in a different chabura, because he might come to eat the Pesach also in two chaburas. So memele, so then the halacha should be that you're not allowed to eat pizman as the another machel after the matzah in a different chabura, because he might come and eat the matzah b'shtei chaburas. So zebot kedav zayin if the hookish. So let us ask Kakash and Rab. The Mishnah says specifically, you're not allowed to eat the kampot after the Pesach in a different place. So if there is an Isser, the Eraisa, to eat matzah b'shtei mekoimetz, so this gzeira of eating the kampot in a different mokim should be applicable by matzah also. So why did the Mishnah specify Pesach? Le'motzi l'shnuyik d'mishani l'shmuel. We can't answer. We had a similar kashan Shmuel. Shmuel said you're not allowed to eat after matzah kampot. And the Gemara asked, why does the Mishnah say meftinach ha-pesach ha-fikayman? So Shmuel said, afilu pesach, even though there's a strong tam, afilu pesach, matzah koshke. But if the Mishnah is only answering to mekaymes, so why did the Mishnah specify pesach and not matzah? Le'motzi l'shnuike d'mishani l'shmuel d'lgabi shnei mekaymes, l'gabi shnei mekaymes, l'abel rebusa pesach tzai me'matzah. By Shikras Tam, we say it's a bigger Rebus, I feel about Pesach that you can be Mashkiach the Tam. But by Shnei Mekoimis, there's no difference between Pesach and Matzah. Elevadai Rav loy Ayri elo be Pesach. Rav is only speaking about Pesach. Period. So the whole Issa of Achille, B'shtei mekoimes is only by Pesach and not by Matzah. Oho, damrinen lekamo nabaya ve'yosef kame derabe v'ave kome namnem perish akundus lekamo nafogad l'ave b'zman ha'pesach he'iske ish matzah le'pesach. So Taisus brings down from the Rashbam that the Rashbam says that Matzah is the same halacha like Pesach. The loyne here, so Taisa says, no, I have a raya from our Gemara, but it's not iskish. Now, the Emerson Dachsim and the Chazen Ish is Ma'ira, the Rashbam never said, and Akbonim and our Rashbam, it doesn't say what Taisa said. Taisa said a shayla if min ha-toyre, there's an iser of shnei mekoimeis, by matzah dumya de pesach. And Taisa says, if there would be an iser of shnei mekoimis by matzah, so we should aser afikoimen after the matzah, dumya the afikoimen after the pesach. And since the Mishnah says only after pesach, not after matzah, so you see, there's no hekish. The Rashbam said, he didn't say it was a hekesh. He said, Mishum lo yoich mishum David a zeichel lepesach bezman shebeis vidi shkaim. He just said, since it's a zeichel lepesach, you're not allowed to eat the matzen to mekaymes. But the Rashbam never said there was a gzeir, you're not to eat after the matzen to mekaymes. So, emele, it could be that Rashbam is only saying that mitzat chumre, it's not like Pesach. Pesach is an issa deraisa titan to mekaymes. Some emele, they asked afikaymen, which means to mekaymes the rest of the meal, or to Pesach. Masha einkein matzah, which is only a chumre baalme, they didn't ask after the meal to eat something else in a different makim. The only asad matzah b'shtei mekaymes. So then the lechayr wouldn't be shver what Taisus asks on our Mishnah. But Taisus m'stam ere gils in the Rashbam, let's talk minatayre, you're not allowed to eat into mekaymes. But Taisus holds lemaise, that there's no issa whatsoever by matzah tida b'shnu mekaymes. So now we have a problem. What do we do with the Gemara, Abaye and Rabbe? There was a Maisep, says Rabbe was sleeping. That's not speaking about a Kolben Pesach. Rabbe was Shalebis man Abayis. And then Rabbe brings a Rai from the Mishnah, Davke Nirdam, Nisnam Nemenisht. What's happening over here? So Taisvi says, Ubi Rishalmi, Vloini here, Rashbam Shat, I wish to disagree. Ubi Yerushalmi Meforesh Lo, the Maisa of Rav and Abai is speaking about something else, Lagamri. Gabi Tainis, it's speaking about a Tainis. Domrine Perikama the Tainis. Yoshon Oso Lechel, that a person who is sleeping, that means like this. The Aloha is, by a Tainis, one is permitted to eat at night. And the time starts from the morning, from Alois HaShachar. What is the halacha if a person went to sleep, and he woke up in the middle of the night, so that if he was not masne be'ed, you should be able to eat. So the din is, as soon as he wakes up, we consider it like the Laila passed already, and now it's morning, and the time is already is chal on him. So the main perikama the time is Yoshon. If he went to sleep already, also lechel. He's not allowed to eat anymore. V'loy shono ala Yoshon mamish. Avo misnamnim loy. V'rabe ave misnamnim. Boy le meiser boser hochi. So my male, that was the meiser. The rabbi was misnamnim. So Abai wanted to tell him that when he woke up, Baba Rebbe, you're not allowed to eat anymore. You went to sleep already. You're not allowed to eat. The Kamaisi Raya mi Pesach, the Chihechi, the Pesach, Leichoshev, Nimnum, Baalme, Keshine, Maalye, Linyishne, Mekoimes, Ochinami, Leichoshev, Nimnum, Linyin, Taimus, Lamoch, Letzuri, Bachila, Bosoch. So Rabbi only brought a Dimyan. Rabbi brought a Dimyan from our Mishnah, which is speaking about Pesach, to Taimus. So Lechaira, I first thought, we mentioned before, the Mishnah is speaking about a combination, according to Rabbi Yossi. You have Miktas Shaloi, only Yoshnu Miktas. Yoshnu Miktas, that means so Miktas were eating, Miktas were not eating. So then the Mishnah, then Rabbi Yossi says, Nimnum will help. But it's, you have a formula of two factors. It was Nimnum and it's Miktas. Fakerta, the Mishnah says, kulon nimnu is loyoichlu. So we see that nimnum alone, if everyone is sleeping, it's called shine. So lechaira, I wanted to say in Taisus, so lechaira, Taisus has to learn pshat that Rabbi fell asleep in the middle of the Suda, there were others eating also together with him. And that was the case, because if he was the only one eating, or if he wasn't eating at all, then he was nimnum, l'chayre, then that's the din of Yoshnu Kulon lo yoichlu. But I saw the Chazanish wants to say that Taisus did not learn Bechlal like the Rashbam. Taisus learned that Rabbi Yossi is saying, and the safe of the Mishnah, Yoshnu Kulon lo yoichlu. So when is it lo yoichlu by nirdemu? But by yoshnu, by nimnu, afilu yoshnu kulon is also is also Yechlu. So Mamela, so then, according to Taisus, they don't have to explain this at Tziruf of Miktsoson and Nimnum. Taisus learned that Rabbi Yossi was Mahadish, Nimnum is not called Shina, period. Tuvia Hammer said an interesting ka'ore. We have here Machloikis, the Rashbam and Taisvis, this Maisa with Abaye and Rabbe. Is it speaking about the Seder night, or is it speaking about summer's in the middle of the year? So he said an interesting ka'ore. We learned in the Gemara and the Afkuf Chesam at Aleph, Abaye related that when the Seder was by Rabbe, they used to be Mesed. They made a Seder. Later, after they went to Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef told them they shouldn't make a Seder, Meir Rabach, Kemeir Shemaim, they should not make a Seder. But when they were by Rabbe, when he was by Rabbe, he made a Seder. So here, Ashtikol Ha'ore, the Gemara says, Abaya Havi Yosef Kamei de Rabbe. He was sitting in front of Rabbe. So if it's speaking about the Seder, so you don't sit by the Seder. You Mesa by the Seder. So you should have said, with Hasamach, he was Mesa by the Seder, not Yosef. But it says Yosef, that he was sitting, so Vaisis is speaking about the Tainus. By a Tainus, or when the by a Tainus, he taka sat. Let us go back to end the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "A Pesach achar chatzois mitame esa yadayim." A Pesach that was not eaten, and it's after chatzois, so if a person touches the Pesach, it's mitames yadayim. A pigul vahanoiso mitamin esa yadayim. This is also mitame the yadayim. Let us see the Rashbam of the Mishnah. A Pesach achar chatzois mitames yadayim. Bahavalei noiso. Mechatzais ve'eilach. It's nicer. It becomes nicer. The rabbonon gozru al nicer letame yasi yadayim ke the meforish taime b'gemor. Now let us see the Gemara. Zok the Gemara alme mechatzais havele nicer. So we see from our Mishnah that from chatzais it becomes nicer. Man tane omar Rav Yosef Rav Elazar ben Azayu. That the Tana of our Mishnah is the Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah. The Sanya, Ba'ochlu es haboso ba'laylo hazeh. Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah oimer, Nema kan ba'laylo hazeh. V'nema loholom v'varti be'eretz Mitzrayim ba'laylo hazeh. Is ma loholom ad chatzois. Loshen ad chatzois is a little unclear. Ma loholom chatzois. Just like over there, the varti was chatzois. Avkan ad chatzoi. So here, v'ochlo es haboso till this man of balayla hazeh, till chatzois. So there we have an often posse case this, that this man achilas ha-pesach is this man of achilas ha-pesach is till chatzois. So memele, so after chatzois, the end of this man achila becomes nice already. Omar loy Rabbi Kiva v'loy nemar loy kvar nemar chipozin v'chalta moisay bechipozin ad shas chipozin. Shas chipozin was chipozin the Yisrael. They weren't permitted to go out of the houses till boike, but by boike they were ready itchy to leave Mitzrayim already. So, v'chaltam oisa b'chipozim ad shas chipozim. You're permitted to eat the Korban Pesach the whole night. Im kein, ma talmud loima balayla. So why does he have to say balayla? If it says ad shas chipozim, so automatically that says you can eat it the whole night. Why does the posuk have to say balayla? Yochel yeinechel kikotshim b'yoyim. I would think that you're permitted to eat the Korban Pesach Yom Yudalid after the Zviche, because just like a Toida is Kachim Kalim, so you eat it Yom Nechel B'Yom V'Layla. So I would think that from this man Zviche you're allowed to eat it till the whole night, till Shas Chipozen. Talmud Loima B'Layla, so B'Layla is Amiut. B'Layla Nechel V'Enei Nechel B'Yom. So Memele, That is what Rabbi Kiva did with the word. I mean, b'chipozin he learned atchas chipozin. The Lila is coming to tell us that the Yom Yudalad is also Bachila. Fragt the Gemara of Rabbi Kiva, Hai Hazem, Hai Ovid Lai. What does he do with the Hazem? And the Gemara, Mi Boi Lai Lemutei Lai La Acha. The Pasuk is coming to tell us that one is not permitted to eat it the next night. Udiyosa. Salke Daitach Amina Hoyilu Pesach Kochim Kalim. Shlomim kochim kalim. Is ma shlomim necholim lishnei yomim v'layla echo, just like shlomim anechol. For 2 days and one night, a pesach ukim leiles b'mokim yomim. So I'll say that this man achila of pesach is balayla. You don't eat it by day. It's a night kolm. So I would say, but it's similar to it's kochim kalim. So I would say, just like kochim kalim, they're given 2 days to eat it. So here they're given 2 nights to eat it. Ukim leilis b'mokim yomim v'inechol l'shnei leilis v'yoyim echad kosov rachmona hazeh. So the hazeh is coming to tell us that it should be eaten this night and not the next. V'chosabosa b'layla hazeh, this night and not the next night. Frech de gemore v'rabeleze ben azaya omaloch meloysa siru ad boiken afke. Why do you need the hazeh to tell me? You don't eat it the next night. It says you shouldn't leave it over till the morning. So Mamela, so this alone, you see, that you can't eat it, that it's, you burn it be'esh. So I'll koponim, so you see, klo, that it is not permitted to be eaten the next night. Rabbi Kiva, yeah, since you have to burn it by the next morning, so the night afterwards it can't be eaten. So why do you need that zeh to be mamayit the next night? But Rabbi Kiva Omaloch, he like Kosov Rachmona zeh, havamine, my boiker shein. I would think that boiker means boiker shein. Simenat boiker does not mean the boiker of the first night. It means the boiker of Cholamoy. So that's why you need the Laila hazeh to tell me that the next night you're not allowed to eat. Rabbeleza omaloch kolecha de kosa boiker rishin. No, stam boiker is boiker rishin. So if stam boiker is boiker rishin, so you don't need the hazeh to tell me that you're not permitted to eat it the next night. Because you have to burn it, the boiker rishin. Zokter Ashbam. Alme mechatzaisu tahavolei noisa. The Mishnah by Slice, the Mishnah says it's Metames Yadayim. So we see from the Mishnah that it becomes nicer by Chatzais. Frek the Gemara, Frek the Vazaksiv, Leisesir Mimenu Ad Boike, Alma Ad Boike Lehavi Nisa. Mantana, that's the Gemara's Kashe. Who's it? It says that the Kashe was because it says Lesimen Ad Boike. So the Gemara answers, Rabbeleza Ben Azayi, the Navkalei Mikro, Tachilas Pesach at Chatzos. Rabbi Lezer ben Azaria holds can only be eaten till Chatzos. Umei Chatzos, from Chatzos, havi noisa. It becomes noisa. So it becomes noisa by Chatzos. When as soon as this man achila ends, it becomes noisa. V'hai d'chsiv leisei siru mimenu ad boikeh. Ah, it says leisei siru mimenu ad boikeh. So what do you do with the posik? L'sreifa also. That's coming to tell us. K'din sreifa. Ad boikeh lav bal sreifu. K'disanya per kama de broches. Rabbeleza ben Azaria oimer be'erev ata zeveyach. You shech the kolben pesach ben arbayim, chaboy hashemesh ata oichu, and you eat it from laila, u'moyit seischom in mitzrayim ata seiref, and you seiref it the morning. So let us again see what did the Rashbam answer to this kasha. The Rashbam asked that if, according to Rabbeleza ben Azaria, Bizman Achila is Chatzos, and afterwards it becomes Noiso, so what is Shadlai say, Siru Mimenu Ad Boike? That's Rashbam's Kasha. Amir Dike Kasha.
So the Rashbam answers, V'hai d'chsivus em ha'boike l'sreifa osa.
So the Masses Moshe and Simen Kuf Nun understood Pshat the Rashbam, that the Pasuk is coming to tell us when this man's reifa starts. That means even though this man achila ends by chatzais, and it becomes noisa with chatzais, but this man's reifa is in the morning. So the Masses Moshe asks, that you don't need a leisa sirim imenu ad boike. It says, v'anoisa mem imenu ad boike ba'eish yisoref. It says in the Pasuk that this man's reif is in the morning. But how do you understand pshat leisa siru mimenu ad boike? The Pasuk says, don't leave it over to the morning. What should you do with it? Not allowed to eat it. What are you supposed to do with it? That's the Masses Moshe's kasha and the Rashbam. If I'm not mistaken, I once saw Pshat in the Rashbam, that the Rashbam means, Leisashiru mimenu ad boiker l'sreifa osa. That means the Torah is telling us that one is not permitted to leave it over till the morning, and that it should be burnt. So what do you have to do? You have to get rid of it. You can't eat it. But you have to get rid of it, that it should not be around by the morning that you'll have to burn it. That means the law is you should not leave it over till the morning that it'll have to be burnt. You should somehow get rid of it before the morning. Could be that's pshat in the Rashbam. Now let us continue the Rashbam. Avo. But according to Rabbi Kiva holds that one is permitted to eat the Kol Pesach a whole night. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's not nicer till the morning. And it's not metame yadayim, elami boike veilach. It becomes nicer in the morning. But afal gav d'ledi day, nami achilas psochem at chatzai. Frag der Rashbam, according to Rabbi Kiva, the Maisa, you cannot eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos. Kedin l'chol ha'necholim l'yoyim v'layla. Like all necholim l'yoyim v'layla, the Maisa, you're not allowed to eat until after Chatzos. So the Rashbam says, Rabbonanu d'ov di achoki yeseira l'achik esodim in aveira. Now you're not allowed to eat it, it's only achokim in the Rabbonam. Chazal said, from Chatzos and further, you're not permitted to eat it, because if we be permitted to eat it till the morning, he might continue eating it after the morning, then it'll be Chayiv Koris. That's at the Rabbanan the Kedin. The Rabbanan the Kedin, so you're not allowed to eat it, take it. But at the Rabbanan the Kedin won't make it nicer, and there won't be metames in your diet. So, Kolchok, that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that what our mission is, Mechadish, that after Chatzos, it's Mepesach, Chatzos, metames in your diet, this can only go according to Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah. And according to Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, according to Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, it is taken noisel min ha'Torah because this man achila ends. Now, if the Olam remembers, we have mentioned Rashi Meir and Perikei Tzatzoilin in other places, a svore of Rab Chaim Brisker, the Ersameyach, and other Gedolei Achronim, say it's a beautiful yesod that afilo according to Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, it does not become nicer till the morning. That means that the bemesin is a tesefta like that, it won't become pigle till the morning. If a person is mechashev to eat it after chatzos, doesn't become pigle. And Rabbi Chaim Brisker says a beautiful beer. Rabbi Chaim Brisker says that bemesin, there's two inyonim. There's one Indian, the shame called Mshaboy. A Pesach is a Kotchim Kalim. A Pesach is Kotchim Kalim. That be'etzim als Kolben it's Nechal Yoyim V'layla. That's his man achil of Kotchim Kalim. Now there's a mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach. The mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach is you should eat it at night, not by day. Because that's the key of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. You should eat it till Chatzos, not after Chatzos. That's also the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. But that does not have, that does have nothing to do with the shame Korban Shabbat. Als Kodshim Kalim, it's Nechel V'yoyim V'layla. But als the mitzvah Sachile, als the mitzvah Sachile, it's only Nechel Al Chatzos. And the Kert and the Beskerov said that's pshat in the Mishnah. A Pesach ain't a nechel elo balaylo. Ve ain't a nechel elo ad chatzais. Fine. Now let's go further. Ve ain't a nechel elo limnuyo. Ve ain't a nechel elo tzolik. Let's go to the last two halachas. You can only eat it when it's roasted. So if you eat it when it's not roasted, so what pshat? See, that became the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach. There's a nisar also, toichlo b'menu. No, boshul mevushul. But these are only, this is not kotshim dika halachis. This is a din in the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach. Meinin nechel tzoli, meinin nechel alolim nuyov, not a money, it's not permitted to eat it. But these are all halachis in the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach. So veinin nechel elat chatzais is also a din in the mitzvah of achilas haPesach. But noiser won't become because kochim kalim this man achila is till the morning. Noiser won't become. If a person will be mechashiv to eat it after chatzais, it's not called pigul also. But it's not called. He's eating the kodesh shaloi bisman. He's mechashiv to eat the kodesh shaloi bisman achilas. There are many rayas to this yesod, but when we come to our gemara, veltons nishgut. Because our Gemara says, according to the Rashi, according to the Rambam, the Mishnah says, a Pesach acher chatzos metames hayadayim, and the Rashbam said, rocho bitcho aktanu mei chatzos havi noiser. Their whole shtick teir is, it's not noiser from chatzos. So what do you do with our Gemara? So the Dvar Shmuel and the Masses Moshe bring down a Zevach Teide from the Chofetz Chaim, and the Chofetz Chaim said, loy she nase noiser mamish. It brings to the Prima Godom also like that. Leisha nasa leisha mamish. There's no chorus chas v'sholom. El the shuv ozo legamri zman mitzvosei lachila min ha-teira. This man, that means that this man mitzvosei lachila min ha-teira is only till chatzos. V'choshiv kinoisa linyin tumas yedayim. That means midarabon and they gave it a din noisa. The person who did it after chatzos is not chayiv. Chorus. But they gave it a din noisa legabe tumis yodayim. That's how the Zevach Toide says pshat in our Gemara. Let us continue the Rashbam. Shas chipozen, Rabbi Kiva said that this man achila is till shas chipozen. Shenech bezu lotzeis, when Klal Yisrael wanted to leave already. Vahainu amud ha-shachar. Kedersiv, leiseitzu ish mi pesach beisoi ad boike. Rabbeleze ben azayi sovar chipozna in de Mitzrayim. That it should be eaten till the shas chipozna of Mitzrayim. When was that? Beshas makas pechoyres. Shal yodeho nechbezu lemaya leshalcha min haoret. Ochi meforish bebrochis. Am a mele... The bachalta moise bechiposn is taka at shas chiposn. The shas chiposn is chatzos. The shaila is, which chiposn are we speaking about? Chiposn the Mitzrayim, chiposn the Yisrael. So he asked a kasha according to Rabbi Kiva, if the posuk says it is eaten the whole night, why does it have to say this posuk, vochulas abosa balayla? It says at shas chiposn. So he says, no, yochel yenechel kishakotchim b'yoyim shchitos, eke derech toidim, sh'av hizman achilos yoyim echad, v'oichel kol yoyim shchitos, v'alayla ad aboike min ha-teire, d'chsiv v'yoyim kaboni yeyochel lo yenich mimenu ad boike. So it says, no, v'alayla v'loy b'yoyim. Then the Gemara asks, why does it say hazeh? The Gemara says, k'se shlomim necholim l'shnei yomim v'layla echad shebintayim. There's a 2-day period which a shlomim may be eaten. A pesach nami hoyil veinei nechol elo balaylo nukim shnei leilois b'mekoyim shnei yomim shel shlomim. So the 2 nights should be equal to the 2 days of a shlomim v'yei nechol l'shnei leilois v'yei mechol. So now the Rashbam brings from Rashi loishi yechlenu b'yoyim. אלא שהישוס זמן של ייפוסל באכילו בשביל המתונס היום ויכלנו בליל השני. כמש מלון, so that's why the posuk is telling us, no, that what, that it should be eaten also, that it can't be eaten the second night. But that was a have a mean, it should be eaten by day, because it says balaylo. Kein perish rabbeinu b'meseches brochus. V'li nire, the Rashbam says, I would want to say, sh'af b'yoyim sh'bintayim yeyochel. No, this havamina would be that it could be eaten the second day. The balayla hazele bolamayt ala yoyim shchitos ishalifnei layla rishin shal pesa. That what we had a miyut on yoyim was the day, the shah shchita. It's not nechel the yoyim ha-shchita. Avol mikan ve'eilech yoichlenu adamud ha-shachar shalel sheini. Kamash milon. So that's why you need the hazeh, davke balaylo hazeh. Zokte gemore weiter. Om arove, ochal matze bizman hazeh acher chatzais. What is the halach if a person eats matze after chatzais? Rabbeleza ben azaye lo yotze yidei chibos. According to Rabbeleza ben azaye, so lochoyre, just like by Pesach, the Zman Achille is still Chatzais. Ochlo Sabosa Balaylo Azeh means still Chatzais. So Memela Matzah, which is Hukish La Pesach, is also still Chatzais. Trek the Gemara Pshite. What's the Chiddush? The Kivin the Iskish La Pesach, there's a Hekish Matzah La Pesach, is Ke Pesach Domi. And for the Gemara, Ma de Teimo Avke Kro Meyekeshe, no, we have a posik that was mapping from the Hekish. Kamash Melon, the Chiyahadre Kro, Le Milsa Kamaise Ahadre. It's a very interesting Rashbam. So the Rashbam says as follows. Mahu de Teimo Avke Rachmone Lechoives Matzo Balaylo Horishain, Mehekeshe da akshe rachmone ke pesach. Mahai kro dal matzis umroirim yechlu. There's a posik al matzis umroirim yechlu. That one should eat the korban pesach together with matzah mora. Now this posik is makish matzah to pesach. Matzis umroirim yechlu, you should eat the korban pesach with matzah. So matzah is hukish to pesach. So I would think that even though this posik was makish matzah to Pesach, af al pikein, we have another posik that tells us that matzah is not hukish le Pesach. Va'af ke rachmone b'haikro, we have a different posik that says sheish shomim teichel olav matzis, u'bayoy mashvi, and the Gemara darshan mashvi reshus, because only says it's only a mitzvah of 6 days to eat matzah, av sheish shomim reshus, is dobo shoy b'chlal, v'yotze b'na klal, alamed al atzma yotze, alamed al klal kula yotze. So just like the seventh day, it's a shivish shomim teichel matzis, so we see that the seventh day there's no mitzvah, because it's a sheish shomim. So who had in all 6 days? V'laylo rishay nami b'mashme. Alma afke rachmone meheikeshe dal matzeis umroirim l'choivas matze leylo rishay bukmei arishus. So this posik of sheish shomim is megala that the whole 7 day period, including the first night, is arishus. Matze is a rishus. Kamash melon, dechiyahadre kro lechoives matzo b'layla horishoin bizman hazeh, dechsiv erev toichlo matzis, dochen afkelel emilse kamay, dochen afkelel, but now that we have a posik, that is a chiyiv achilas matzo bizman hazeh, shloi bizman hapes, it says, v'ochlo es hamatzo b'layla hazeh, is lemilsa kamaisa hadre. So now we say this posik is returning it to the previous man. Hadre lachil ad chatzois kibizman de ike pesach. Now from the Rashbam it would seem a very interesting musik. The Rashbam seems to say, says in two places, avke rachmone לחויבס מצו בלילה רישן מהקשר. The Torah was mapping the Chayves Matzah from the Hekesh. That means the Hekesh is telling us that just like Pesach is Chayev at Chatzos. No. Just like Pesach is Chayev, it's a mitzvah of Achilles Pesach, so it's a mitzvah of Achilles Matzah. Now, the Pasuk tells us, Sheish Hashem tells us, there's no mitzvah of Achilles Matzah, it's a Rishus. The Rashbam ends off, Alma Afke Rachmona Mekesha Dal Matzah Samroim Lachayvis Matzah Leila Rishon Buk Marishus. The Pasuk is telling us, the Pasuk of Sheish Hashem is telling us that this, that the Hekish of Matzah to Pesach, it's not a Hekish. Not Makish Matzah Le Pesach. And it's Taka Rishus. Kamash Melon, the Chihadre Kro Lachayvis Matzah, but Laila Rishim is manazeh, that the Pasuk says there is a choiva to eat matzah bismanazeh. So the choiva to eat matzah is till chatzos. So the Rashbam seems to say that bisman abayis there's no choiva to eat matzah. Bisman abayis is no choiva to eat because the Torah is mapping from the Hekish. Bisman azeh there is a choiva to eat matzah, and bisman azeh this man is till chatzos. Iskan Shayla Ben, how could you say there's no choiva to eat matzah bizman abayis? The pasuk says a matzah samroim yechlu. Why do you have to go with a hekish? Ma pesach choiva, matzah choiva, on hekish, pashti dekro, a mikro yoitzi midei pshuti. The pasuk says al matzah samroim yechlu. You have to eat matzah in pesach. So that's the midrash Rashbam means to say as follows. That's zichi you have to eat matzah bizman abayis. But you have to eat matzah als lesser de Pesach. That means that als tachila of Pesach, the Torah said the Pesach has to be eaten together with matzah. So that is a mitzvah to eat matzah. There's no mitzvah to eat matzah. But you won't be eating mitzvah Pesach. That means the Pesach has to be eaten together with matzah. So you have to eat matzah in order to be mekayim mitzvah Pesach. For example, a person who's a tomei or a derech chayko or an oru, who does not eat, he's not eating a pesach, there's no chiv to eat matzah. There's no chiv to eat matzah because by, I feel when you eat the pesach, there's no chiv to eat matzah. The chiv is to eat pesach, but the mitzvah of pesach is only in the sky and together with matzah. But there's no chiv on matzah. That means, and also, Philip is man abayis. You never made a brocha shekisholim b'mitzvoyis of etzivonu al achilas matzah, because there's no chiyev to eat matzah. There's a chiyev to eat Pesach with matzah. So the chiyev is the chiyev is the brocha you'll make l'chayir is achilas haPesach. But that's a tnai in the achila. As I may say from the Rashbam. Now, bisman hazeh, the posik was mechadish that there's a new mitzvah. There's a new mitzvah bisman hazeh. There's a new choiva of matzah. So now, so Rava was mechadish that matzah's choiva, it's Ramuyim de Kechidish, he said, that matzah's choiva is the same zmanei achile of matzah bishas achilas haPesach. That the matzah bishas achilas haPesach was till chatzois. So matzah's choiva is also till chatzois. Let us see the tap toisvis, meleisei siru ad boiker nafke. So toisvis afel gav de doshinen minei liten lei boiker sheini lisreifosoi. The Gemara asked on Rabbi Kive that, the Gemara is meleisei siru ad boiker nafke. That it's not eaten two nights because you have to you like suman ad boiker. So tachtaisves afal gav the darshine minei liten loy boiker sheini lisreifosle. We learn out from this pasuk that fakir that you're not allowed to burn it in yontem. You have to burn it the first echalamoid. The nafkalon melhasam dein seufim kochim beyontet. We learned this out from this pasuk. So what's the kasha for kert? This pasuk zikr is speaking about boiker sheni. So Taisi says this man the mafil lebepeg beis the Shabbos and mechilta miduch tachita. Others learn out from a different limb, but not from boiker sheni. Those who learn out from boiker sheni, heinachanami Reb Lezer Nazir does never kasha Rabbi Kiva. For kert is speaking about boiker sheni. There's different limudim in esa doichalei sasa beesa nazoi vaiter. So Memela, according to these Lamudim, then there's a mokim to say that the Leisisiru Mimenu at Boiker could mean Boiker Rishain. That the love is, because the Marshos is really Vanoisim Mimenu at Boiker Beishisor, that's the Marshos Ore. That is speaking about Boiker Shain, this man's Reife. But that's Ore, and Leisisiru Mimenu at Boiker could mean Boiker Rishain.